Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have gradually decreasing cloud cover and breezy conditions with high temperatures in the low to mid-50s. Then for tonight, mostly clear, dropping to a low of 27. For Tuesday, sunny to partly cloudy, 45, but then a mixture of rain and snow expected Wednesday in the mid-30s. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro, currently 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. State Legislative Session 2023 wrapped up the first week of the session, talking about important issues, including human trafficking in the state of Kansas. As Dr. Sharon Sullivan from Washburn University sat down with legislators at the end of the week to talk about human trafficking in the state.
People can't believe that it's really happening here, right here in Kansas. And in fact, they think that our rural communities are protected, and that's just not true. We found human trafficking in every part of the world.
That audio from Cake News, she says one of the more troubling stats is nearly half of the human trafficking that goes on even happens within the home from the own parents of the children.
Many people are trafficked in their own homes. Children are trafficked by their family members.
Finally, she says other institutions and businesses in the states, including meatpacking plants and other factories, are other big targets for human traffickers.
But we know in agriculture, animal husbandry, our meatpacking plants, we know that labor trafficking is rife.
Mid-America Network News.
Friends, I've never seen such global instability and uncertainty in my life. The whole world is in danger of falling apart. Are you ready for that? If not, go to preparewithdan.com and you'll find a special offer from the good people at My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, and they serve millions of families who now have one less thing to worry about. You should be one of them. There's no excuse not to have emergency food anymore. It's like having a fire extinguisher. You don't use it until you need it, and by then, you're sure glad you have it. Right now, save $200 on a three-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. This kit is jam-packed with delicious breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough for three solid months per person. Get at least one kit for each member of your family so you don't run out. Your order will ship fast and free and arrive quickly in unmarked boxes for your privacy. All you have to do is go to preparewithdan.com and you'll save $200 per three-month kit. Preparewithdan.com, preparewithdan.com. Do it now.
The electric company of Evergy across the state of Kansas is warning individuals to be aware of potential scammers pretending to be representatives of Evergy to get your information. KWCH News reports that according to the latest investigations, individuals are receiving calls from individuals that claim to be representatives of Evergy, saying that the client had received letters in the mail regarding their power being shut off and in order to avoid the power outage to send $250 over Cash App. The company is reminding customers that they will never ask you to send them money through an app like Cash App. And if you have concerns, either hang up and call Evergy directly or report the scam at evergy.com. In other news, third graders at Lansing Elementary School have come up with a solution to one of the school's problems. As Cake News reports that there has been an issue regarding playground equipment for classmates that are in wheelchairs. And teacher Christina Mills says that these students have come up with a solution by drawing and designing their own dream playground for all the classmates to be able to use. The playground design has been presented to the Lansing Board of Education, totaling near $1 million, and the school is in the process of applying for a grant from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Oh, well, the state of Nebraska officially has a junior senator, as newly elected Governor Jim Pillen has nominated former Governor Pete Ricketts to be the U.S. Senator filling the vacancy in the state.
Governor Pillen and I share a lot of the same philosophies, right? We believe that government that works best works closest to the people, that it should be limited in its scope from the standpoint of what we're trying to do. It's not the solution to every problem we have, that we've got to be fiscally responsible, that we've got to do a good job of providing services.
That audio from NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff. Many Democrats say that it was a pay-to-play scheme, but Governor Pillen disagrees.
The question is backroom dealings, and first is anybody knows me. That's not part of my DNA. It just doesn't work. Integrity to the process and the commitment to the process was highest priority.
Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. John Unger was sworn in as newly elected Marshall County Commissioner at last week's meeting, as he takes the place of Barb Kiekhaefer. County Councilor finalized details of the infill housing program, which will incentivize new home construction in communities with existing infrastructure through a 10-year property tax abatement. Commissioners voted to approve moving Carol O'Neill to full-time Register of Deeds deputy, effective January 1st, at the recommendation of Ruth Martin, filling her previous position after she was appointed Register of Deeds recently. Washington County Commissioners last week conducted annual reorganization with David Wilbrandt, elected chair, and Raleigh Ordine, vice chair. TC Energy has contributed $7,500 toward first responder communication equipment. They report nearly 800 workers continue with the cleanup efforts of the recent Keystone Pipeline oil spill. Chemical bids are coming in, with some not available, others more expensive, through Washington County Public Works. City of Washington will receive some state reimbursement for wear and tear on streets used as detours during closure of K-15 for reconstruction. Immediate plans are to replace a section of Grove Street south of U.S. 36 with material on hand. There will be a detour on 6th Street in Washington as work on Highway 36 continues. First District Commissioner Ben Glace was sworn in last meeting of Nemahal County Commissioners with a retirement reception for outgoing Commissioner Gary Scobie. Jason Cook was elected board chair and Ben Glace vice chair for 2023. Road and Bridge Supervisor advised he's considering waiting another year or two before doing work on the Baileyville Road. He would like to see the road tore up and redone. Commissioners were in agreement with the plan. Planning Commission updated commissioners on the status of a citizen survey recently sent out in Nemahal County. Discussion was held concerning a public meeting to review results. And commissioners discussed pay and benefits for county employees for 2023. Gage County Board of Supervisors went through annual reorganization at last week's meeting, with Eric Thiemann elected board chair for 2023. Beatrice Fire Department responded to a house fire shortly after 11 p.m. Friday at 618 North 9th Street. No one was home at the time. The blaze apparently started toward the back of the residence near a rear porch off of kitchen with basement access. The fire was contained to that area. Damage was estimated at $20,000 with substantial smoke damage. An investigation as to the cause continues. Shirley R. Winter, age 77, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, this morning at 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shirley Winter. Lloyd D. Hall, age 78, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m., with burial at the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Hall.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures looking to stay on the mild side for this time of year for today. We'll have high temperatures working up into the 50s this afternoon. For tonight, under mostly clear skies, lows dropping back into the upper 20s. And still a touch above average even into Tuesday, with a good deal of sunshine in store for tomorrow. We'll have high temperatures working up into the middle 40s. Looking to turn more active, though, as a strong area of low pressure works across the region late Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday, bringing a mixture of rain and snow to the forecast on Wednesday. Some heavier snow amounts off to our northwest, though, especially in areas from Lincoln, Nebraska, and points off to the northwest, where a winter storm watch is in effect. 6+ inches of snow is expected up that way. Wednesday's highs back closer to average for this time of year in the mid-30s, and for your Thursday, still fairly close to average in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-January, 39. Record high on this date, 71. The average low, 19, and the record low, 18, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:26. A mild 45 degrees ahead of sunrise, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 16th of January. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Crown Over Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crown Over Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
The Bills and Bengals advance in a couple of nail-biting wildcard finishes. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Buffalo hosted Miami in an AFC wildcard game, but late in the game, the Bills' experience reigned supreme.
Fires it to Beasley at the three, lunges for the end zone, touchdown!
The call on WGR, the Bills capitalized on late-game mistakes by the Miami offense and held on for a 34-31 win. In the other AFC wildcard, the Bengals hosted the Lamar Jackson-less Ravens. Hometown kid Sam Hubbard pulling off the go-ahead touchdown on defense.
Huntley sticks the ball out. The Bengals have the ball. They are running it back. Sam Hubbard with blockers behind him. Hubbard to the Ravens 40.
Nice.
The 30.
Nice.
The 20.
Yeah.
The 10. The
Woo.
5. Touchdown.
WLW with the call. A playoff record 98-yard fumble recovery for score. Bengals advance with a 24-17 victory. They face the Bills next week. Continuing with NFL Wild Card Sunday, the Giants were at the Vikings, and New York Signal caller Daniel Jones showed up big.
Play fake, Jones rolls left, throws left, wide open for the touchdown is Bellinger.
Bob Papa with the call on WFAN. Daniel Jones threw for 301 yards and two TDs. Saquon Barkley ran for two more. The Giants won 31-24, advancing to next weekend's divisional round against division arch-rival Philadelphia. The Buccaneers host the Cowboys tonight. Bucs QB Tom Brady on the pursuit for an 8th Super Bowl ring and 2nd with Tampa Bay.
Not the best team that wins, it's a team that plays the best wins. I was a part of a team that won every game until the Super Bowl, and we didn't play the best that day and we lost. And, you know, you don't end up reaching your goal. So I've been on the other end of it where I was a big underdog in my first year starting against the Rams, and we played better than they did that day. That's all that matters. That's what single elimination's all about. You got to be at your best.
Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ABC. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Twin Valley League basketball action on Saturday. In girls play, Clifton Clyde took Wetmore 61-10. Valley Heights over Onega 49-33. Lynn topped Blue Valley 60-26. Centralia over Troy 36-30. And Washington County downed Axtell 51-30. In boys play, Axtell over Frankfort 59-35. Valley Heights downed Wetmore 55-27. Troy topped Donovan West 63-21. Hanover boys beat Onega 61-43. And Washington County over Lynn 59-54. In Monday's action, at 3:15, girls action, Clifton Clyde versus Lynn and Donovan West meets Centralia. Boys play at 4:45, Axtell versus Troy, and Centralia meets Hanover. Girls action at 6:15, Hanover versus Valley Heights, Frankfort meets Washington County, and in boys play at 7:45, it's Clifton Clyde versus Valley Heights, Blue Valley meets Washington County. We'll have three games back-to-back, beginning at 4:45 with the Centralia Hanover boys, 6:15 Hanover and Valley Heights girls, and at 7:45 Valley Heights boys versus Clifton Clyde, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Saturday in the Mudeckis basketball tournament, Diller Odell boys took Exeter Milligan 41-35. Southern fell to Falls City Sacred Heart 52-25. Four placed in the top four for Marysville in the Bulldog and Jayhusker wrestling tournament Saturday. Trimble finished second. Wilson, Waters, and Fredrickson third place. Join Max Blasky live with coverage of basketball from the Twin Valley League tournament. We'll have the Hanover and Valley Heights girls and boys matchups from the TVL tournament. At 4:45, Hanover boys meet Centralia. At 6:15, Hanover girls meet Valley Heights. And at 7:45, Valley Heights boys play Clifton Clyde. Live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, we know that last year was quite the challenge for livestock producers in the state of Kansas. Here's Scarlett Hagans with the Kansas Livestock Association.
Well, before we talk about the upcoming year, let's take a look back at 2022. For you and for the association, what were some of the big stories of last year?
Well, our focus is always our members and our cattle producers, for the most part, livestock producers here in Kansas. And I think there were certainly some challenges for any ag producers, and a lot of those were some of the similar challenges that everyday people faced. Things like inflation, cost of things, input cost for farmers and ranchers, things like that. But that's similar to things that everybody faced. You know, we saw cost increase for everything, whether you were at the grocery store or if you were trying to buy fuel. We also saw some supply chain issues. You know, our farmers and ranchers were, if you were trying to find parts for your tractors, or, you know, maybe some ingredients for fertilizer, or, you know, things that you were trying to treat things for, you know, it was just various things. You never kind of knew what might be a supply chain issue. And I think another big issue for sure in 2022, and I know we're going to discuss this in a minute, but we're going to struggle with here in 2023 is drought. You know, the state of Kansas was in a state of drought for much of 2022, and that has only increased. And that's a struggle, obviously, for ag producers throughout the state. And unfortunately, we're gonna continue to see that as we go into this year.
Let's look at your ag news on this Monday, January the 16th.
Hey, 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 you're not going to want to miss out on this debate. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State experts Bob Larson and Philip Lancaster with the Beef Cattle Institute give insight on whether or not unrolling hay is the best method when feeding cattle.
There are some benefits to it. If I'm unrolling hay, I'm spreading nutrients out across the pasture. It's easy for me to move that around so that I'm getting a different part of the pasture. I think there's some benefits as far as calf health. I don't have mud packed around the bale ring. I don't have calves getting in there and getting trampled and getting broken legs or stuck in the mud or whatever.
I do like unrolling when we've got calves out there for the main purpose that I've run into situations where a area where you're feeding round bales in round bale feeders, whether it's a dry lot or just a corner of a pasture, they can become really messy and we can really have some calf health challenges. And so I will actually have them move towards unrolling bales so that they stop congregating calves and cows in a small area. So from a calf health standpoint, it's something to consider sometimes.
Larson and Lancaster describe the negatives of unrolling your hay.
You're probably going to waste quite a bit more, and it really does depend on the type of hay as well. Some of our poor quality forages, if you unroll it, I think you're going to end up wasting a lot. They're going to eat the very best. And in a year when forage is hard to come by and quite expensive, probably would prefer to keep it in a bale ring so that I can reduce the waste. But I'm going to admit that I do have to probably worry a little bit more about mud, worry a little bit about exposure of calves to those areas, and try to make that as good an environment as I can.
you're not getting as much utilization out of that hay as you can, and they're going to lay on it, they're going to defecate on it, and it just becomes bedding, especially, like you said, if it's poor quality hay. Another negative is that if I am not moving it around the pasture and I've only got a limited amount of space to unroll it, or if I have to try to unroll it down steep slopes, then it's not as effective as cows being able to eat, and so then I waste more, or I have spots where I am killing out the pasture because I've got a whole bunch of dead material on top of it come springtime.
Larson and Lancaster give their approximate measurements of how much more hay would be wasted if it was unrolled rather than in a bale ring.
Well, it depends. How much am I unrolling? Am I unrolling just enough for that day, or am I unrolling hay for the 3 or 4 days? And so the more hay I unroll, the higher the percentage of wastage. If you're doing that multiple days, you're probably wasting 25-30% when unrolling, when you're probably 10-15% in a hay feeder.
I honestly think you could easily waste 50% unrolling it, particularly if you unroll several days. I think you're wasting a significant amount, which is why it's a hard decision.
That's K-State experts Bob Larson and Philip Lancaster with the Beef Cattle Institute with insight on whether or not unrolling hay is the best method when feeding cattle. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning from Beatrice. Beatrice, 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday and a certainly good day to get started with the weekend. We will start at 10 o'clock here this morning. $157 was the cash market at $250 to $252 on the carcass. That's about $1 to $2 lower, but Celestine seems that the cattle market is strong, and we certainly hope that keeps up. With a 10 o'clock start, we will roll to 12 o'clock noon in the hay department. We certainly got a lot of hay today. In the square bales, there's 10 alfalfa, 91 prairie, 55 brome, 72 grass, and 25 straw. In the big round alfalfa, I've got four groups, 12 bales, second cut, 1,600. 7 bales, third cut, it's fabulous stuff at 20, 63 on the weight. 16, third cut, there's 11, third cut also of round alfalfa. Round prairie, 7, round prairie, 26, round grass, 11, that weigh 1236, round brome, there is 12, 4 waterway bales, there's 4, round straw, there's 12, round corn stalks, there's 14, and that all starts at 12 o'clock noon. Well, the feeder cattle this time of year, they are extremely good, and we've got a great set here today. The entire list is weaned, and folks, stay tuned for a very, very nice set of cattle. The Epman calves out of Martell, they're going to be 8 black. They're going to be 475 to 550. Troyer's got 11 black. They're going to be all steers, 5 to 550. Warbecky's got 9 red. They're going to be weaned. They're going to be out of Seward. They're going to weigh 550 to 675. The Lane cattle, what is said, out of Beatrice, 45 blacks. They're going to be 6 to 700. Ketchley out of Friends got 23 blacks, 4 to 600. Drogie's got 25 blacks. They're going to be all steers, 8 to 875, with another package of 10 blacks, all heifers. They're going to weigh 450 to 550. Ruggie's got 45 black, all heifers, 575 to 675. Summerhalder out of Steiner's got 37 black, all heifers. They're going to weigh 550 to 650. Talcott out of Bennett, 44 black and red. They're going to weigh 5 to 700. Bartles out of Sterling's got 32. They're going to be 550 to 650. At Don Albers out of Pawnee City, he's going to have 59 black and red. They're going to be 650 to 800. Turnbull's got two sets today. One of them is 30 blacks. They're going to weigh 5 to 700. Josh Sapman's got 78 blacks. They're wonderful. 575 to 7 and a quarter. Todd Jordan and family out of Fairbury's got a great set of 130 black. They're going to weigh 675 to 850. The other Turnbull set is 18 blacks. They're going to weigh 7 to 8 and a quarter. Wallenberg out of Beatrice, good cattle, 40. They're going to be 7 to 800. They're going to be black and black baldy. Christian Farms out of Steiner's got 38 black and brockles. They're going to be all heifers. They're going to weigh that 6 and a quarter, 7 and a quarter. Credeville out of Wilbur's got 40 blacks, 5 to 700. Lenhart out of Wilbur's got 55 black and red. They're going to be 550 to 700. Delabar's got a set of all steers. They're going to be 22 blacks. They're going to be 6.5, 750. Vitas Farms out of Odell's got 40 blacks. They're going to weigh 6.25, 700. Mines out of Pickrell's got 9 black, all heifers, 6.5, 700. Fairly out of Dakin's got a nice set of cattle, 80 black. They're going to weigh 6.5 to 750. Larry Freaks out of Wymore's, 21 black, all steers, 7.25. Burnett's out of Steiner, 24 Hereford, red, and Baldies. They're going to weigh 450 to 700. The Lades out of Tecumseh got two groups. They're going to be 17 and 18. They're going to be in that 550 to 600, and they've got great cattle also. The Mike Wires out of Crab Orchard, 14 black. Black Baldies are going to be steering heifers. They're going to be 7.5 to 850. Epke out of Jensen's got 36 black. They're going to weigh 550 to 675. Good to that. Excuse me. Get two out of Burchard, 25 black and chars. They're going to be 5 to 675. And the Ayers cattle out of Hallam, 15 black bulls. They're going to weigh 5 to 675. High quality cattle, certainly here today. Folks, we appreciate the business. We say thank you. And certainly give us a call, Tony Rick or Denny at 223-3571. Now, we also want to announce on January 28th on a Saturday at 11 a.m. here at Beatrice 77 Livestock, we will have the complete dispersal of Rob, Rand, and Nolan Schaefer, 300-plus black and red cows, 5 breeding bulls semen tested. That will be all on the 11th of January, correction, the 28th of January.
7:31 from KNDY. It's 45 degrees. We'll look for highs around 50 for today. Chance of a winter storm moving in toward midweek. We'll keep you posted.
Junk science often becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and today especially is a day to beware. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 16th, the 16th day of the year. Actress Debbie Allen has a birthday, and Prohibition began in America on this day in 1920. Today is the third Monday of January, sometimes regarded as Blue Monday or the most depressing day of the year. Fortunately, it's an urban legend with no basis in fact. It all started years ago when a travel agency was looking for a hook to help sell vacation packages. The PR campaign was based on the assumption that about this time of year, people would be anxious for a change of pace. Soon, armchair psychologists were proclaiming scientific proof of Blue Monday. We'd like to see it rebranded as Junk Science Baloney Monday. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and solve our puzzle of the day at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend for college hoops across the state of Kansas as the Kansas Jayhawks have moved up another position on the national AP polls, now sitting number 2 nationally with a record of 16-1 after their slight victory over the number 14 Iowa State Cyclones. It was neck and neck all the way up as the first half wrapped up with the Jayhawks up by 1 point, 29-28. Second quarter finished the same way as well, finishing 33-32. Number 4 Grady Dick was the leading scorer for the Jayhawks with 21 points on the board and 31 minutes on the court. Jalen Wilson put up up 16 points. K.J. Adams Jr. was up by 15. Kansas State is sitting atop the Big 12 Conference at 5-0 in conference play. In Kansas State Wildcat basketball, on the other hand, they fell to the number 17 TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday, 82-68. It was the second loss of the season for the Wildcats, as Keontae Johnson was their leading scorer with 18 points on the board in 38 minutes of play. The next matchup is the interstate rivalry between the number 2 Jayhawks and the number 11 Wildcats on Tuesday with tip-off at 6 p.m.
Twin Valley League basketball action on Saturday. In girls' play, Clifton Clyde took Wetmore 61-10. Valley Heights over Onega 49-33. Lynn topped Blue Valley 60-26. Centralia over Troy 36-30. And Washington County downed Axtell 51-30. In boys' play, Axtell over Frankfort 59-35. Valley Heights downed Wetmore 55-27. Troy topped Donovan West 63-21. Hanover boys beat Onega 61-43. And Washington County over Lynn 59-54. In Monday's action at 3:15, girls action, Clifton Clyde versus Lynn and Donovan West meets Centralia. Boys play at 4:45, Axtell versus Troy, and Centralia meets Hanover. Girls action at 6:15, Hanover versus Valley Heights, Frankfort meets Washington County. And in boys play at 7:45, it's Clifton Clyde versus Valley Heights, Blue Valley meets Washington County. We'll have three games back-to-back, beginning at 4:45 with the Centralia-Hanover boys, 6:15 Hanover and Valley Heights girls, and at 7:45, Valley Heights boys versus Clifton Clyde, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Saturday in the Mudecas basketball tournament, Diller Odell boys took Exeter Milligan 41-35, Southern fell to Falls City Sacred Heart 52-24.